Every once in a while, we take the time during a service to get to know one of the folks that is a part of our church family. And this morning, we're going to take a few moments and spend some time with Cindy Walkinshaw. So, Cindy, come on up.
Okay, we just want to take a few moments to get to know Cindy a little bit. And the first obvious question is, where are you from? No. Tell us a little bit about your family, mom, dad, sisters, brothers, cats and dogs, all that.
Okay. Well, not very exciting here. This is.
Well, let us see.
I grew up here.
Right here?
Well, I was born in Seattle and have lived here all my life, so yeah. I have three sisters. Mom and dad grew up in a strict Catholic family. My sister, I'm the eldest of the three sisters.
You showed me a couple examples of your dad, how he would expect certain things from you and how he would refer to you guys.
Okay, so our dad, he didn't have any boys, so he referred to us as his boys. And so he would introduce us to his friends and say, "These are my boys. Boys, give them the ugly eye." And we'd, like well-trained seals, go, "Bleh." And that's...
Did you rehearse this a lot at home before you went out?
No, I think it's just something he did regularly. He was always a tease. He would dish us up ice cream at night and then tell us it was ready, but he would hide it. It was always in the bathtub.
So, well, you sound like you had an adventurous childhood.
Yeah, we did.
Well, you grew up in church or in the Catholic
Church? Yeah, we grew up in the Catholic Church. Went to church every Sunday, 8 a.m. Mass. You don't have much music for the 8 a.m. Mass. The choir doesn't get up that early. So we had two hymns that we sang, and generally a lot of times they were the same hymns. We would drive into Mount Lake Terrace was our church, and there's generally no traffic on the freeway on Sundays out here back then, so it was a pretty easy drive out there and back. Then we would come home and have a big breakfast together. My mom would always make us eggs and bacon or sausage and fruit, and we'd sit down and read the paper. And when we were done, my dad would open the windows wide and crank up the hi-fi, and we listened to Johnny Cash or Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. And I used to love to play. We'd play outside while they worked in the yard. It always seemed like Sunday was sunny, so I figured that was why it was called Sunday, was because it was always nice outside, and we were, you know, playing outside. I'd love to twirl around to the Spanish Flea, and probably the only five-year-old that could belt out Johnny Cash's "When I Was a Little Bitty Baby, My Mama Would Have Rocked Me in My Cradle."
We'll have to have her do that sometime. Well, how did your relationship with Christ develop? How did your relationship develop?
Well, I always grew up with a strong understanding of who God was and that He was really important in our life. So I never really felt like I had a huge aha moment, like some have, where it just has totally changed their lives. I'm still Christian. But I did have a close friend who was an alcoholic that was always asking questions about God and really wanted to develop a relationship, but had a lot of questions. And one day she ended up going into the hospital, went into a coma, and she almost died, and I was praying for her, and I was just praying and asking God, please let her live, because she's just not there yet. She's still working on it, but she still has a lot of questions, and she still hasn't developed that relationship. And she miraculously came through and went in for treatment, but she did end up going to church. She did end up developing a relationship. And I felt pretty good about it. But she still had troubles with her marriage and ended up drinking again. And I drove up one day and the paramedics were working on her, and she didn't survive this time. And the fire department chaplain came and walked me through the steps to go through to call her family and let them know that she had passed away. And that was really hard. It was hard to watch her not come through this and everything. But I knew that she developed that relationship. But I wanted to know from God that she got there, that she's in heaven with him now. And so a couple of nights later, we're on our way to the store. My daughter mentions, you know, that, oh, look, there's a rainbow in the sky. And I bet Joanne colored that with God, because you know how Joanne loves to color with me. And I thought, oh, that's really sweet, you know, the innocence of a child. And it was really cute. But I was still praying to God, wanted him to tell me, you know, just whisper to me, she's there. She's here. She's safe. She's okay. And I'd be up weeding in the yard and just kept praying and praying and asking for him to let me know. And I kept asking for him to say something so I'd know that she was there. And after a while, I finally said, okay, I'm gonna be quiet now. And, you know, maybe I'm just talking too much and I'm just not listening enough. So I'm just going to be quiet now and listen. I'm still waiting for you to tell me that she's there. And still nothing happens. And we're on our way to her memorial one day, and we're driving in the car, and it's a beautiful day, sunny day, and can't see a cloud in the sky. And all of a sudden, my daughter from her car seat, she's like, look, there's a rainbow. And I thought, there can't be a rainbow. There's no clouds in the sky. And so, you know, I'm looking around, I'm thinking there's got to be a sprinkler and a rainbow and a sprinkler or something. And I'm like, where's this rainbow you see? And she's going, it's right up there. And I look out and there is just this tiniest little cloud. It's in the shape of almost a rectangular shape with a rectangular hole in it. And in that rectangular hole is a rainbow going right across it. And Dale looks at it, he says, oh yeah, there it is. And he goes, it looks just exactly like a doorway to heaven. And I thought, okay, he is telling me. He's just, it's not an audio, it's a visual, you know? So that was a sign I knew she was there.
Well, you brought it up, I have to ask the question, how did you meet Dale? How did that
Well, I had a best friend named Cindy Walkingshaw. No, not kidding. It's Dale's cousin. And anyway, she kept trying to get me to go out with her cousin Dale. And he had just broken up with somebody. And I wasn't interested. I was still going out with somebody at the time. And then I ended up breaking up with this other guy. And so she decided she was going to introduce us. So blind date, didn't even know it was coming, and invites me to go bowling. And I don't know if, I think Dale was in on it. He knew that he was going to meet me, but I didn't know. And so we met at the bowling alley, and I met him, and we had a great time, and he was really nice. Anyway, the second time I met him, I probably maybe never would have spoken to him again. He was a little off. So, his favorite color is green. He was dressed in green, head to toe, shoes, socks, everything was green. And Cindy had told him that I liked fishing. And Dale loves fishing. He's an outdoors guy all the time. So all he would talk about was fishing. Couldn't get off the subject of fishing. And then I just thought, he's a little weird. And then she set up another surprise visit with him and stuff, and we got along again. And he was dressed more normally then, his usual tie-dye. You guys know that he likes to wear tie-dye. Tie-dye t-shirt, jeans, and other colors than green. And we didn't talk about fishing at all, and everything was good. We just had a great time. But he still hasn't given up his hippie car, so that's still a little weird.
Well, one last question. I know you're involved in a lot, and really appreciate you spending time with children. Is that something that you went into easily, or is that something that you sought, or how did that look like?
Well, Pastor, I was bamboozled.
Really? By who?
Laverne is the greatest bamboozler. She asked if I would be interested in helping out the classes. So I've taught Sunday school for years. It's teaching kids isn't a hard thing. I've had a daycare for many years and taught Christian education in that too. And so I said, sure, I'd love to help out with that. Little did I know that things started to change, and instead of assisting, I was going to be in charge of a class. So I went in, and we never had an Awana program at our other church. They had just decided to change from the Awana program when we started there. So I knew nothing about Awana. I was given some books to read and stuff. There's a lot to take in. They have various different awards, badges, gems, stickers, and different things. And they get money for different things to use in the Awana store. So there was a lot to learn. But fortunately, the kids are great. They're wonderful. I love it. Right now, I have a great team, too, that I work with. Dale does our books. I'm not allowed to touch them. Every time I do, I mess them up. So I know not to touch Dale's books. And Jerry, who has just a gentle spirit and a heart for leading children to Christ. So I have a great team and really enjoy working with them. And anyway, the kids are wonderful. They are so warm and loving. It's been so much fun to have them. One day we had a new student, and the kids have kind of kept this up ever since. But a new little girl came in, and it was Awana store night. And the kids are all talking about how much money they have saved up in their envelopes for Awana store. And this little girl was new to the class, didn't have any money. And the kids just one by one just walked up and started giving her money so that she would have something to spend in the store too. I didn't say a word. It just made me want to cry. It's just so sweet. They're just the nicest kids, and I really enjoy watching them grow and learn. And the kids that aren't brought to Christ, you just see so much change through the year. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, thank you to Cindy. Let's give her a warm welcome back. Thank you, Cindy.